Hello, 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 hello. Welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter. Our dear friend Mark Lupo is joining us for a special Thanksgiving Day edition. Hey, Loopy, are you there?
Hey, Rob. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. I'm looking at the Zoom and I see you're back in your childhood bedroom, which means Doris is literally feet away from you. Is that right?
She's cooking right now, and she says, Happy Thanksgiving to you, Rob, and all the Naughties.
Doris is Mark's amazing mommy, if you haven't figured that out by now. Oh, I'm looking around, Mark. Mm-hmm. Is that a Abercrombie and Fitch poster behind you?
Yeah, I used to work there when I was in college, so I brought home a poster, and here it is.
Very sexy. Did you steal it, or are you allowed to take it?
A little bit of both.
Which is always the case. Hey, we've got a ton of gossip. So let's jump into the show. Hey, my friends, what time is it? It is tea time. So we finally know if Justin Timberlake has spoken to Britney Spears personally after the backlash about that documentary and everything that's been going on in her conservatorship. So while Justin has apologized on social media, on Instagram, following the initial backlash after the documentary, a new report reveals that he has not yet personally reached out. The sexy back singer is open to a conversation with Britney, but he hasn't done it yet. Why is he waiting, Mark?
You know, Rob, Justin has really lived like a king for the past 20 years, yes. Living off of the misfortunes of Britney, of Janet Jackson.
Yes.
And now it's like we're finally calling him out. And Rob, my hope is for this Thanksgiving that Britney and Janet come together and they do a song and they read Justin for filth. What do you think?
You know, you've got A, you've got a devilish mind, but B, I like it. So Hollywood Life is reporting that Justin loves Britney and he'd like to see her again. He loves seeing that she's embraced all the good in the world, all these nice quotes. But they also point out that it was revealed in the documentary framing Britney Spears that Justin actually leaked to the media that Britney wasn't a virgin following their split, and this led to some very hurtful headlines. As you said, Mark, it's taken nearly 20 years for Justin to apologize. Remember that song he wrote about her? Mm-hmm. He went hard. Like, he used the breakup to turn himself into a superstar. We didn't notice at the time. We thought he was great. I did too.
Oh, yeah.
Now we're figuring out, this is not quite as good as I thought. And yes, he has apologized on Instagram, but it took him 20 years and a New York Times documentary to make him do so. Now the Janet Jackson documentary is out. It is painting Justin in a terrible light. He should call these ladies. What do you think?
You know what? When I hear his songs now, I turn the channel. I'm like, I don't want to hear him. I'm kind of like, you look on Twitter, people are over him. You know, I think he's kind of canceled right now, and I think he needs to take a seat. Take a break from
It's interesting. Corey, who co-hosts on Fridays, Corey told me that the black community really walked away from him about 20 years ago after Janet, because Janet was the one that got all the blame for that little nipple at the Super Bowl. Justin giggled about it. His career went on. Hers did not. Yep. And so now maybe there is a reckoning and he hasn't reached out to Britney. He should give her a call. I wonder if she'd take it. I don't know. Mm. Which brings us to our poll question of the day. Justin has not spoken to Britney personally. Should he reach out to her? Should he pick up the phone? Forget doing it on social media. Forget doing it for the whole world to see. I often find this in life too. Don't apologize to me on Instagram.
Yeah.
Phone me. Text me. Like, you know my number. Text me. Okay, go vote on our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob, or our Facebook page, which is Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. Loopy, what are you working on?
I have a very special Thanksgiving treat for you. So in the honor of Thanksgiving, Will Smith is sharing, or maybe oversharing, some of his deepest and darkest secrets, Rob. Okay, so Will revealed that he turned into what he called a gag-prone ghetto hyena sexually, after his girlfriend Melanie cheated on him. Okay, so let me explain what all this means. So Will said, quote, "I desperately needed relief, as there was no pill for heartbreak, but I resorted to the homeopathic remedies of shopping and rampant sexual intercourse." Mm-hmm. He said, up until this point in my life, I had only had sex with one woman other than Melanie, but over the next few months, I went full ghetto hyena. Now, Rob, apparently being a ghetto hyena didn't resonate well with Will's inner feelings, and he said
didn't cure him,
so he developed what he called a psychosomatic reaction to ejaculating. Okay, and he has more to say about this. So he said, I had sex with so many women, it was so constitutionally disagreeable to the core of my being that I developed a psychosomatic reaction to having an orgasm. It would literally make me gag and sometimes even vomit.
Will!
What do you think, Rob?
Wow. A, I'm shocked he's telling us this. I mean, this is really, really out there. B, I do understand having a broken heart. And I do understand the homeopathic remedy of shopping. Let's put it like that. I've definitely shopped my way or tried to shop my way out of heartache. I don't think I've tried to have sex with many, many people to run away from a broken heart. Although I do know some people who have done that. It never works. So I know people who have broken up with a boyfriend or a girlfriend and gone crazy, like literally painted the town red. Like there's nobody in Edinburgh some of my friends have not slept with. Like it was a little much. But I understand you're trying to mend your broken heart. Now, I don't know anybody who vomits, though, after having sex, although, get this, at university, I had one friend who didn't want to be gay, and he really tried hard not to be gay, but he still slept with guys, so he was not doing so well at it, let's be honest. He would burst into tears.
That's sad.
He would cry like a baby. I know. Now I think he's okay. But it is interesting, isn't it? And we tread very carefully on this show about sex because I don't like to talk about it.
Yeah.
And Doris is on the other side of that poster of yours, so I don't want her listening to this either. And you know she's going to listen to today's show over Thanksgiving dinner, so I don't want it to be too racy here. But I think sex is something that's very complicated, and we're not really taught that much about it, or at least I wasn't. In my home, my mum and dad never spoke about it, and at school we didn't really speak about it, but it's very emotional, no?
It is, and he actually said, too, that he grew up in a traditional home, and when he married Jada Pinkett Smith, that she grew up in a very non-traditional home, and she wanted to have an open sexual relationship, and he wasn't ready for this. And so it's interesting to hear Will be so open about his past experiences, because I think of him as the Fresh Prince. I think of him as like wholesome, and then I'm like, who is this guy? What is he talking?
Who is this freak? What does he call himself again? A ghetto hyena.
Yeah, I've never heard of something like that.
I've never heard of it, but now I have. I think I know one or two, Mark. I know people who like a little bit too much love, so we say. Their life, I try not to judge people's sex lives. I really do, but this is a revelation. Oh, it makes you want to hug him, doesn't it? I want to hug him, although I don't think I'd like him vomiting in my bathroom.
Yeah, that's a turn off for me.
It's very much a turn off. Okay, we'll move along because it is Thanksgiving. Priyanka Chopra. I can only say her name if I do it that inflection. So Priyanka Chopra continues to shut down theories that she broke up with Nick Jonas. I like that she's having some fun with this.
Yeah.
So people went nuts when she dropped his last name from her social media. It's Priyanka Chopra, not Priyanka Chopra Jonas. So it's no longer Jonas, it's just Priyanka Chopra. But she did take part in the Jonas Brothers family roast, which I sort of like, but I'm used to those vicious Comedy Central roasts. And so there were a few jokes in it. There was a joke about their age difference. There was a joke about the fact she was teaching him how to be a movie star.
There were
some jokes about the brothers. Like, it was quite funny, but it felt to me like a Disney version of a roast. Like, maybe I'm just too wicked.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm just too used to Joan Rivers and all those comedians that get up there in a vial. Have you seen the roast yet, Mark? Do you think it's going to be just a little bit too cute?
I love a roast. I think they're so funny, especially when they're brutally honest. And I agree, Rob. You know, these are Disney stars, the Jonas Brothers. So it's like part of it's like, how far can you go with these three?
Right.
But I do like they're having fun, that they're poking fun at themselves. Like, I appreciate that.
I do too. I can laugh at people who can laugh at themselves. I went to a couple of the tapings of the Comedy Central roast. I went to the Joan Rivers one. Hilarious. And they were so cruel to her. But she laughed along. I went to the Donald Trump one. I know long before he was president. And the only thing you couldn't talk about was money. He said to Joan, you can make fun of me having sex with my daughter. Like, he was fine about it. It's crazy to say that. But he didn't care about that. The only thing you couldn't make fun of contractually in the contract is you couldn't say he wasn't a billion trillionaire. And so it's so interesting what people's Achilles heels are. Mine would be Bruce. You can come after me, but if you make fun of Bruce, I'd be really cross.
You're very private about Bruce, or at least, you know, you don't talk about him so much on the show. And so to hear that is very cute. Like, I love that you had that love and that respect for him.
He's just lovely. What is going on with those housewives?
Rob, Countess Luann is finally addressing a potential Real House of New York City cast shakeup. We've been talking about this for a moment now. So Luann told our friends at People Magazine that she has every intention of returning to the hit show next season. So Luann said, I love the show and I've been on it for a very long time. I can't see any reason why I wouldn't be on the show next season. Rob, so last season, we know that Ramona Singer and Ebony K. Williams, they were frequently clashing. It was not a good scene. Bravo canceled the post-finale reunion special, which they said was due to scheduling issues, but a source told People Magazine that it was nixed due to an internal investigation tied to complaints about racism filed the cast.
That's right.
Rod, I mean, you have a lot of sources in the Housewives world.
Yeah, I know that world.
What do you think's going on here?
Well, I think it's a silly thing to say, Luann, because I like Luann a great deal. But saying that you're going to be back, it's not your choice, sweetheart. Like, I love you, but the cast have no choice in this. It's the producers who are going to decide who's coming back and who isn't. And to say, let me find the quote. Here it is. To say that I can't see any reason why I wouldn't be back on the show. I can see millions of reasons, which is all the viewers you lost. Like, it used to be a hit show. Mm-hmm. Well, TV is very, very simple. We make it really complicated. All they care about is the viewers. If you get a lot of people that watch, you get another season. If lots and lots of people tune in, you make a lot of money. This season of New York, or the last season, was a disaster. It dropped below 1 million. At one point, it got to about 600,000. They just can't sustain a show with those numbers, with those costs. Luann is one of the most expensive housewives. They all get a promotion, a bonus every year. Luann has been on it for 10 years, so she's earning a lot of money. Mm-hmm. At 600,000, they would be better off just hiring new people and paying them a few thousand an episode. It's not going to go much lower. So Luann, be careful. I get it. I think what would be better, and I like Luann, I do, but what would be better here is saying, I have no idea if I'll be back or not. It's out of my hands. It's not my decision. I'm not the boss. And I would love to come back. Let people know. I'm not coy about it because this is a job. We think about this as show business, but this is how she makes her money. I tell people that I want to work for them all the time. I'd love to work for you. I'd love to be back. Put it out there in the world. All the jobs I've got is because I've put it out there. I would love to work for your magazine. I'd love to work for your website. I'd love to work for your TV show. Not my choice. It's yours. But if you need me, I'm around. I think that's a better strategy. What do you think?
I love that you're just going to full publicist mode. Your hat is on and you just, boom. You know exactly what to say. You know exactly how to coach someone. And I hope, Luann, if you're listening, please take Rob's advice. This would be really great for you.
Advice, Luann. Hello, hello, hello. And then quickly before we go to break, I thought this was fascinating. So Hannah Brown, who was the Bachelorette and didn't find love in the end, but she said that she knew right away that her husband was not in that room. So she walked out and met 30 men. 30 men! And she said on my first night, right after meeting the guys, she realised that her husband wasn't in that room. Now, to the camera, she sort of didn't tell the whole truth. To the camera, she was like, oh, yes, I basically said I believe my husband was in the room. But she knew he wasn't. In the end, she got a proposal from Jed. Remember that? But it didn't work out because he was dating somebody just before the show. Ugh. And then she found somebody else. That broke up. Now, the end to this is a good ending. She has found love. She's dating a guy called Adam Woolard, who she met on a dating app. But she walked in the room, 30 men knew he wasn't in that room. Mark, do you know right away?
I have a funny story for you. So recently I went on a speed dating event and there were about 20 guys there. And Rob, when I tell you, when I walked into the room and knew that none of them were it, none of them were it. And it was confirmed, this was confirmed, when we were sitting, and they, for whatever reason, they had me in the corner, and then all the guys would come to me, which is...
Oh, just, you're the Hannah Brown, you're the Bachelorette.
I was the Hannah Brown. And one guy walked up, and he was so nervous, and he got close to my table, and then he knocked my glass of red wine all over himself, and he just sat there covered in red wine.
He's the one I would have dated. Yeah. I would have said, you're the one for me. No.
It was bad. Yeah.
You know right away.
Right away.
Yep. And it's not just with romantic relationships. I know who I'm going to be friends with. I went to this sort of lunch, this dinner party, late lunch a couple of weeks ago at the Mark Hotel, very fancy, the Jean George. It was a press event.
Yeah.
And there's about 20 reporters there. And I knew within 30 seconds the three reporters that I was going to be friends with. And now we're texting each other. I just knew it.
Yep.
I know the way when you walk in. And you don't have to be the most confident person to get my attention. Sometimes I like someone that's shy, but I know right away, not just with love, but also with friends. Mark, I knew I was going to be friends with you if you liked it or not within a couple of minutes. Hey, let's take a quick break and we will be right back. Welcome back to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm Rob Shooter with my dear friend Mark Lupo, broadcasting live from Doris's house. Let's get to the polls. Da, da, da. Thank you very much, Mark. Chrissy Teigen is being slammed for posting about her eyebrow transplant. Is Chrissy clueless or is she now herself being bullied? Let's have a look at the results. 60% said clueless. Chrissy... I mean, I guess it's serious, but not the moment. Not the moment. Now, Chrissy. Not now, Chrissy. I'm with the majority here. Clueless. Don't forget to vote on today's poll. Go to our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob. Our Facebook page is Naughty Gossip and Miss You. To check back tomorrow to hear your results. You might even have to be checking back on Monday, because tomorrow we've got a pre-recorded show with Princess Diana. Anna's vocal coach and confidant. So he has a new book out about Princess Diana. He talks about going to the movies with Diana. She used to sneak out of Buckingham Palace wearing a wig. He talks about her love life. He said she was not a slut. He said that. And I know, he actually said it. And then he told me off a little bit. And then he also, I know it's a little cross with me, because I was like, well, she had a lot of lovers. He did not like that, Mark.
Uh-oh.
And then he also reveals why she would have a vocal coach. What did Diana not like about her own voice? So that's tomorrow. We will be back with a new live show on Monday. And now it's time for a noisiest of the day.
Oh. Rob, it's our TV journalist friend, Matt Doran.
Oh.
Okay, so you might not know him by name, but he is a journalist on Australia's Channel 7 who had that disastrous interview recently with Adele.
Oh.
I know. Oh. So Matt flew all the way to London for this exclusive sit down with Adele, and he admitted during the interview that he did not listen to her album. And we know how that went. She walked out. She was really upset. So Matt told the Australian that he missed an email containing clips of the not yet released album, which was sent to him days before. He said it was an oversight and it was the most important email I've ever missed.
Apologize. That's why you're the nicest of the day. Mm-hmm. Apologize when you mix up. We all make mistakes. The worst thing is to pretend you didn't.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I should have listened to the album. It wasn't out yet. In Matt's defense, and he's as cute as a button, may I add.
Yeah.
But in his defense, the album wasn't released. So what happens is the PR people send you coded emails so you can listen to the album maybe just one or two times before it blows up and evaporates like we're on Mission Impossible.
Yes, exactly.
So you get these sort of coded emails, and he didn't see it because he was on a flight. We've got to say, the flight to Australia is like, what is it, 12, 13 hours? Like, it's not 2 hours. It's a long flight.
Yeah.
And so he didn't see the email. He got to the UK to interview her. Now he's apologised. So
yes,
you're nicest of the day. You can make mistakes. That was not a nice thing to do, Matt. But you can make mistakes. Just apologise for them. And now our naughtiest of the day. Naughty, 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 naughty. Machine Gun Kelly.
Ugh.
He's calling out the Grammys for snubbing him. Now, he took to Twitter and said, WTF is wrong with the Grammys, because they didn't nominate him. But they did nominate a lot of other people, including John Baptiste, who got 11 nominations. This is such a bad look, even if he's right, even if he's got the greatest album of the year in his opinion. But even if he has, let's pretend he does, this is such a bad look. When you don't win awards, when you don't get nominated, don't bitch and moan about it. This is not a good look. What do you think, Mark?
we're living in this time where everyone needs to get an award for something, and it's like sometimes you just don't get picked. Sometimes you don't get the award. And Machine Gun Kelly, please put your tongue back into your mouth. Like maybe, maybe on the red carpets, maybe we'll consider you for next year.
Yes, put that tongue away. It's not doing you any good at all. And we were going to end with a moment of Rob, which we normally do every show, but because it's our special Thanksgiving Day show, I wanted to end with what we are grateful for. I am so grateful for this naughty community that we have created together. When I first started doing this show, I had no idea so many people would listen. I had no idea anybody would listen. And you have never let me down. We are consistently growing. Our podcast is in the top 20 on iTunes. I had a successful book this year because of you guys. Once again, it's not bragging because I know the foundation of all my success is you. And for that, I'm grateful for. What about you, Mark?
That was so sweet, Rob. Yeah, I'm very grateful, Rob, for your friendship and for this opportunity to be a part of this awesome show. You know, I've loved doing it for almost 2 years now. Waking up every Thursday morning, and seeing your face, Thanksgiving, whatever it is. We have a lot of fun together on the show and behind the scenes. And I appreciate that so much. And I appreciate all the people who listen, the Naughties, and you guys are the best. This has been a blast. And I hope we get to do it for more years to come.
We will do it until we're old queens in Florida, Mark. My plan is for you to take that poster off your wall, move it down to Boca, and we'll live in a house like the Golden Girls.
I'm in.
You, me, Delaney, all of us are going to be doing this podcast. Can you imagine if we're still talking about Miley Cyrus, Justin Bieber, when we're 70 and 80? It sounds heaven to me. Have a lovely day, everybody. I hope you all have something to be grateful for. And if you don't, I hope we distracted you for 20 minutes today with something at least to giggle about, which actually maybe is something we all should be really grateful for. Having a good laugh is such an important thing. That's it for today. Thank you so much for listening to The Naughty Men Eyes with Rob and Mark Show, a production of iHeartRadio. Don't forget to subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen. Please leave us a review. And Doris, I know you're listening to us right now. I'm so sorry about the Will Smith story. Pass the peas, pass the stuffing, enjoy the turkey. And remember, everybody, if you're going to be naughty, you've got to be
nice.
Take care, everybody. Pip, pip.
It's Naughty But Nice with Rob!